All right, it is the last week of the month in June, and as always, we find ourselves with Dax Norton, the municipal consultant over at Nashville, Indiana. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, good to join you on the phone this time, Joe.
It seems like every month there's a different challenge to overcome, but we're moving on with the show on phone only. Usually, we've started this in person. And then because of the coronavirus pandemic, we went to Zoom, and then there's a problem in the newsroom today, so now we're on the phone.
Yeah, I think we're all sick. I think we're all sick of looking at ourselves anyway.
I just wanted to start with this past Saturday. I see that Nashville had a rally for social justice, and it looked like it went pretty well.
Yeah, very well. The community should be – I mean, the community's a great community. Very proud of – they should be proud of themselves and – I went off without a hitch. Great speakers, good collaboration, solidarity. It was a solidarity rally, and it truly was just that. So kudos to Brown County, Nashville, the residents, people that joined in, and the organizers. It was a very good event.
Has anyone in Nashville town government been approached or you to come up with some type of agenda or items for equal rights, you know, police overview, racism in Nashville, Brown County?
Yeah, so I last Thursday, presented the council with the idea of creating a human relations commission. I've been involved with that process in my career and have thoroughly enjoyed it. So they have a draft of an ordinance. They can, I think the next step is to form a committee or a group of citizens, community leaders, and sit down and go over that and see if they like some things and do they want to add some things. The point is not just to be the state statute enables communities to have a human relations commission for the purpose of dealing with discrimination complaints, but this really creates a proactive, positive, forward-thinking group that can put on events and educational opportunities, and I think it's just a good way of teaching tolerance and becoming a an all-inclusive community. So I think that's the next step, is that there's going to be a committee formed to look at that draft that I sent, and then just come up with ideas of what's best for Nashville and Brown County from the perspective of forming a human relations commission.
And is that a commission that is overseen by the town council and appointed, members by the town council that meets maybe like once a month or something like that?
Yes, in its current form, it is a government-ordained commission. State statute allows it. Like I said, I've been involved in two or three of those in my career and thoroughly enjoyed them. And they became groups of positive education, not just negative reactions to negative discrimination complaints, which unfortunately the commission will have to deal with that as well if that comes about. But I think the thought is to be a group that's proactive, forward-thinking, and is teaching, providing educational opportunities, especially to the youth, that deal with how do you become a tolerant, all-inclusive community.
And the name being, Human Relations Commission, we're talking about a whole breadth of diversity issues, right?
You are. You're adding, everything in there, Joe, from, race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, everything goes into that human relations. A lot of people ask me why not human rights? And I said, well, it's in there. Rights are in there, but we're really trying to have better relations one with another. And so that's why human relations, it's a much softer, more positive term. And that's really what we're trying to do. And hopefully the youth will be heavily involved. It was really the youth that put on the rally. I don't know if college students would like me calling them youth, but I'll do that because I'm old. So.
Last time we talked about grant funding to help businesses, and I know we're moving ahead in the governor's stages to reopen the state. Can you give us a little bit of an update on how businesses are doing reopening in Nashville and how the funds are being distributed? Because I think at one point there was a $250,000 grant available.
There is. It's close to being distributed. That's a partnership of the county and the community foundation, and the director of the community foundation has done a fantastic job, and I know she works tirelessly because it's not an easy process with this $250,000 to get it going. I believe it starts soon. It seems that businesses are reopening well. Obviously, there's some struggles. I think one thing that we look at as a town is how did people get through with their utility bills? And there wasn't much trouble. So we think that, yes, there's obviously economic struggles amongst the businesses. They lost money. But it seems that the reopening is going fairly decently well from a health perspective and from an economics perspective.
Is it difficult because some of those businesses and shops are so small to enforce, social distancing and being able to have, are they doing where there are lines outside to come in, or how are they doing that?
I think, I think you have courteous people that have, you have courteous visitors that have been helpful and understand what they need to do. Not everybody's wearing a mask. For the most part, I don't think there have been a tremendous amount of face covering issues or social distancing issues. You'll have some that don't seem to want to follow the rules. This seems to be a very minimal group of people. So the reopening seems to have gone decently well.
You were mentioning about some of the late fees on utility bills being waived. That was through May. Is that still happening in June, or are they discussing that?
No, the council last Thursday extended it through July.
Through July, okay. But as you said, that's a small majority of those paying.
Well, yes, it seems that people have found ways to pay their utility bills, and that's a good sign.
I believe the town council also extended the emergency declaration. What does that do besides putting a title on what's happening right now?
Yeah, really, for the most part, it is just a title for the time being until July. The 6th would be the first business day back after the fifth stage. But we don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks. There are spikes across the country. And so, a good for instance would be if Brown County, Nashville starts to see an unusual spike in cases, which it has not. But if it does, and town council president needs to suddenly close those public restrooms and public facilities again, and she can do that with that order. So the council discussed it pretty thoroughly. The attorney kind of said what I just said, and the council approved an extension of that executive order and that declaration.
How about reopening schools? I don't know how much you've heard or been involved in that decision. We're starting to hear more of that in other counties and, Indiana University, of course, and other schools. Of course, Brown County being more rural, using virtual and online, was a bit of a challenge in the spring. How are there any more plans being developed in Nashville?
I would certainly defer to superintendent on that for that
sure.
Answers to that question. I think she's going to be the better one to, and that's a good topic. I think that's a good, another good leader in the community and the school system is so good. So I would defer to the board and to the superintendent for answers to that question.
I wanted to get any additional information on the Brown County Music Center with the events canceled for the foreseeable future. Are there any more plans that you've heard of about that facility, being able to reopen or do anything more?
You know, all entertainment venues can open in 2 weeks. So I think that there are plans in place to reopen the facility as safely as possible. I haven't heard anything specific, though.
And they haven't come to you asking. I know they get part of the innkeeper's tax, but not. There's no request for additional help or funds that you know of?
No, not from the town. Not from the town's perspective. There has been no request for any kind of funding from the town, from the music center. They have good leadership as well. So,
how about jobs? Have you heard anything about jobs being lost locally there due to the pandemic?
I have heard of a couple of people who have permanently lost their positions. It does not seem to be a large number of people. People seem to be going back to the job that they had prior, but there have been some permanent job losses. And you know, you get with the Work One offices and the workforce development folks, the chamber, and there's plenty of resources to help those who have lost work to find additional opportunities.
Did you have any updates on the utility? I know last time we talked, there were a couple positions that the folks in those resigned. And has that been opened and moving forward to filling those?
Hired one, haven't hired another. Things seem to be fairly stable at the utility. Good crew. That's another crew that should be commended for doing what they did through this pandemic situation. They were there. You know, they were essential employees. They have to be there fixing water leaks and sewage issues and stormwater issues and watching the plant. So that's a great staff and a great crew, and they're to be commended.
Really appreciate you taking some time out. I know you're busy. You got to step out to be able to get this interview in. So that's about all I had, but I wanted to see if you wanted to add anything on upcoming town council meetings, agenda items that are going to be addressed soon that maybe we should know about.
Yeah, we just had a very big economic development announcement yesterday with the moving of Coiffon's Brewery to Hartruth Hills and the building of a brand new facility, and then 75 apartment units being built on their old site. It's exactly what you want. That's all infill development. And so I sent an email to the Redevelopment Commission and Council this morning and urged them to have a joint meeting together to talk about capital improvement plans if the economic development area were to be expanded and they were to capture some increment, you know, what do they use that for? What's the capital improvement plan look like? So those are huge announcements. It's assessed value. It's exactly what the community needs. And hopefully that will turn into additional developments.
So I just want to make sure I heard that right. The original Coiffon restaurant that I believe just reopened again, didn't it?
No, so the brewery went from
the brewery
there to, okay, they're up at Orchard Hill now.
Okay, okay.
They're moving from that site, which I believe, if I know history right, is their second brewing site, to build a 20,000 square foot, I believe is what they said, facility up at the Hartruth Hill site, close to the distillery. Mm-hmm. So that'll be, you know, brand new assessed value to Nashville. And then at their old site up there, there's going to be a 75-unit apartment complex proposed.
Gotcha.
And that's another, there's another need. Obviously, you need housing in Brown County / Nashville, so you're filling that void, and your apartments are generally high assessment. So that all equates to eventually someday the provision of the best services with lower tax rates. And that's the point of the Redevelopment Commission and the TIF and the economic development areas, is you want to build as much AV up as you can using those tools, so that when those tools expire, that the tax base gets very broad and the rates can go low. So.
Okay, yeah, that was where I was confused. The brewery is separate from the restaurant part. Gotcha.
It is, yeah. Separate brewery up on the hill.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. Correct.
Is there anything else?
No, I think that's, I don't know if I missed Chief of Police Ben Seastrom and the rally. I think I may have missed, and I would be remiss if I did. His leadership was phenomenal. He did a very good job, very gentle in handling the groups, and he should be lifted up. And I know that his fellow officers on the county side and the state side and the National Guard, they were all fantastic. Ben was the kind of the organizer of all that, and he's from the town perspective, he's to be commended.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it, and hope to see you next month.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.